So, what are your plans now musically, though? What can we expect from you?
Well, as far as my music, man, I'm gonna keep pushing this shit. I got some nice songs, and I mean, like I say, I mean, I've never been a what you call it, a follower or trendy type motherfucker. I ain't trendy at all. I just like being me and spitting some real shit and doing what I like to do. Everybody say, oh, you should come with that down south sound. That's what's selling right now. That's what's blowing up. So you should sound like these guys. I don't give a fuck what they sound like. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do what I do. I don't give a fuck if it's selling or not. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do some nice music. I'm going to put out some gangster ass music, some hardcore gangster shit, maybe a few songs on there for the bitches. But, they're going to be some songs on there for the niggas. And I ain't finna talk about how much jewelry I got or how many cars or how big my fucking mansion is. I'm going to talk about some real gangster shit. You know what I'm saying? Real shit that niggas go through every day on in life and don't have no motherfucking $20,000-$30,000 worth of jewelry on and $60,000 cars and $125 million houses and all of that shit that these niggas is out here rapping about and all of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a real gangster. I don't sit up there and rap about no shit that I know the next motherfucker ain't gonna have. You know what I'm saying? That's just some phony shit to me, and I can't dance. All I do is boogie. You know what I'm saying? So I don't be doing rapping all that down south shit or that East Coast shit. I don't do East Coast, West Coast. I don't do West Coast. I don't do East Coast. I don't do down south. I do good music. You know what I'm saying? I do shit that the crowd is gonna cater to or is it gonna entertain my audience.
And you've been releasing records regularly on an underground level. Is the next one going to be like that, or are you trying to get out there, a little more?
Well, I'm trying to get it out there a little more, but all of these record companies have, all they want to hear is somebody sounding like the last motherfucker that came out. They don't want to break new ground and shit. They don't want groundbreaking music. They want somebody who sound like the last motherfucker who came out so they can hop on the last motherfucker's coattail. They want another Superman song. That Superman, they want some shit like that. And I don't get down like that. You know what I'm saying? I just kick some gangster shit. Right now, shit, I got a picked out afro. I'm sitting up here in a picked out afro. My afro picked out. I got some of my jewelry on. I got on a Raiders jersey. You know what I'm saying? I got a black and silver Raiders jersey and some Raiders house shoes. I'm a gangster. You know what I'm saying? And I stay this way. I've been this way since day one. I'm not gonna change and get all colorful and shit and try to dance and because that's not how we did this shit. That's not what made the people love this music like they love it. People was probably wondering why ain't nobody tripping off rap music right now, because it's shit. It's shitty. These motherfuckers ain't making no sense. I mean, when you hear my new album, I'm not just sitting up here talking shit. When you hear my new album, then you will kind of know what I'm talking about, because these niggas ain't rapping about shit, man. You know what I mean? I don't respect none of that shit. And if they are rapping about something, I can't fucking understand it anyway. I understand nothing they fucking saying anyway. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers is just ridiculous with that shit. But I'm a 90s gangster motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Like Dub C and Cube say, if they was born in the 80s, I was probably fucking their mama or some shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm a 90s gangster, I was selling yayo in the 80s and running around with little 25s and 38s busting at niggas and writing my name on the wall and the projects and shit like that, you know what I'm saying?
When I spoke to Pete Rock, he expressed interest in working with you. Could that be a possible collaboration?
Yeah, man, that nigga, I always admire Pete Rock because he been doing it for a while, you know what I'm saying? I admire cats who are into the art of the music and not just in it because, you can tell when somebody in it because they're an artist and somebody's in it because they just trying to make some money and clean up their dope money or some other shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can always tell, you know what I'm saying, because... I'm an artist, straight the fuck up. You could never tell if I ever sold drugs or not in this motherfucker. I'm a true artist to this shit. You know what I'm saying? I stay with the streets and all of that shit, and you know, I rap about mostly shit that I've, you know, shit that I've been through and seen, and you know, I spit about all of that shit, you know what I'm saying? But I'm an artist. When it all comes down to it, I'm a true artist, and you know, I love competition and all of that shit. You know, some of these cats don't want to see no competition and shit. They just want to sneak their albums out of under the radar and try to sell a million copies of some whack ass shit, you know, pay the radio stations and everybody else to play that shit and have somebody kind of, you know, like it after it's been played on the radio 200 motherfucking times, then somebody automatically, oh, I like that song. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna have to play my shit 200 times on the radio to get people to like it. You can play it once or twice on the radio. If a motherfucker ain't feeling it, then they ain't feeling it. Then it's not a hit. If you play that motherfucker 2 times on the radio and the whole world start feeling it and remember the song and keep calling to the radio station and saying, play this song, then you got a hit. But if some motherfucker is playing a whack-ass song over and over and over on the fucking radio, and they've been paid to play the shit a couple of hundred thousand, of course motherfuckers gonna like it sooner or later, you know what I'm saying? But this new album, man, I'm telling you, man, I got the best dope, meaning I got the Chronic album, the motherfucking crack album. This album is like crack. Once they get a hit of this shit, they gonna keep calling, trying to figure out where it's at, what, you know, why is all this banging. So much of the concepts and the shit that I'm coming with on there is just so sick and original, and you know, some shit that they ain't heard since Pac died, or since, you know, they ain't heard this shit since back in the day, you know. So I'm gonna give my crowd what I'm trying to give the rap, the hip hop world, what rap is actually missing today. That's what my album is. It's what's missing in the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so how is it going to be different from the last few records you put out?
I mean, it's, well, you know, from, the beats are, you know, they, I mean, the last one was banging like a motherfucker too, but, you know, this one I got like a little, I took a little bit more time on it, and, you know, from intro to outro, I got commercials in there that's hella funny. I got Cat Williams in there talking and shit, and you know, just some entertaining. It'll be more entertaining, and hopefully it'll be promoted and marketed better. You know what I'm saying? To where there's a video for it. What we planning on doing now is like doing how Cube did Laugh Now Cry Later, and we doing videos for each song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you slap this, when you slap the video, the CD in your player, and you got TVs in your car, then you banging the CD and you watching the videos all at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do you have a realistic time frame when you want to get the album out there?
Well, I know it's going to be like June, July. You know, I was trying to release it on my birthday, which is July 2nd. And the name of the album is Home Street Home.
Okay. Which producers did you work with on there?
I didn't really work with, you know, I mean, you know, I'm a simple motherfucker when it comes to to music like that. I don't want to find the producer that sells, you know, that want to charge me $500,000 a track and shit like that. I figured all of that shit don't matter. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter how many tracks they did before or if their tracks is worth this, worth that. I just find music that I can, you know, that I'm feeling at that point in time, you know.
Yeah, no, that's not what I meant. I just meant generally, like, who did the music on it?
Well, I mean, I say I did, I got this cat named Tron. He did, like, 3 tracks. I got Rashid. He did a few tracks out on there. You know, they're not known name and known producers. Well, Tron actually did some shit for Tony's back in the day, but you know, he just got heat right now. You know, I respect his music. And Rashid, you know, he's a young cat coming up, you know, out of Hayward and shit where I'm from. And his music sound nice. And the other producer, he just so hot, I can't even tell y'all who he is right now because I'm trying to sign him to this label deal. And and I don't want to expose his name because, I mean, the tracks that he did for me is so fucking clean and so hot that, you know, I don't, you know, I'm not even authorized to do that. Even though I'm running a label, I got other cats with me on the label, and we like, it's certain songs that we don't show people yet until the album come out, and it's certain producers we don't give up their names either, you know what I'm saying, because this guy is real hot. We got him signed to our label, Thug World, as a producer and shit. And I will say one thing, man, that cat is from, he's from Seattle. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, his shit is hot. And anybody who did any of his tracks, when they hear him on our album, man, they gonna think Dr. Dre made these motherfucking beats. They gonna swear up and down Dr. Dre made this shit. But dude is hot. You know what I'm saying?
Alright. And, you know, any chance of you hooking back up with EA Ski?
Well, if he want to hook up, then fine. You know, I mean, everybody was kind of doing their own thing in the Bay Area. You know, I mean, if he want to come back, come hook up with Spice again and come fuck with me, then that's my nigga. You know, I always fuck with EA Ski, but, you know, everybody, you know, kind of got a little busy in the Bay Area, you know what I'm saying, doing all of the hyphy shit and, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of just, like, went my own Spice one way and did my own thing. And, you know, I ain't really seen none of them cats, you know what I'm saying?
What's up with Ant Banks?
Like, I seen Banks, but he's doing, like, real estate and shit now. Yeah. He got a few beats and shit or whatever. But I don't really know if he's still into the music like he was before. You know what I'm saying?
All right. What about guest appearances? Who you got on the album?
Well, right now, I'm telling you, people, we working on getting on there, so I ain't gonna say we ain't gonna be on there for sure. We got Twister, Game. We got Twister, Game, 40, and Lazy Bone and shit.
Alright.
So far on there, but you know, C-Bo and Yuck got gonna have a spot on there somewhere.
Yeah, what's up with the Thug Lords? You know what's going on? Can we expect another group album?
Oh, yeah, hopefully, you know, I mean, shit, Bo just got out, you know, he was in there on a violation, you know, everybody's still cool as far as I know, you know, Bo and T-Bo and Yuck is still cool, and I'm cool and shit, so, you know, we probably will do another Thug Lord album and shit, and put the shit out, so y'all can look forward to that. You know, I got my group, the Game Bangers, don't forget about us. You
that
know,
shit's still around?
Huh?
Oh, is that group still exists?
Oh, yeah, we still doing it, you know what I'm saying? As far as, you know, one of the homies to the pen, he'd be out in a minute, and, I mean, you know, we still got all our songs, we still working on more songs and shit, so...
Wasn't it Rapping Forte, 40 Glock, Michelob, Badass?
Yeah, Badass, 40 Glock, Michelob, AK-9, and, for the roster, and your... Yours truly, Bossolini, Fetty Chico, Shizanilti. I mean, as far as that, you know, we all split up. Everybody is going their own separate way. But, you know, when I throw the Gangbangers logo in the air like they do the Batman logo, then hopefully everybody meet up at the studio and shit.
So, you know, what do you think of the West Coast scene right now? Who are you feeling?
As far as the West Coast, shit. I mean, I really ain't been. I've been working on my album, so I really ain't been listening to too many people, because, you know, I don't want to come out sounding like them and shit or nothing, you know. But I mean, I've been banging that Dub C album. Dub C, I like Dub C's album a lot. You know, I've been banging the hell out of that.
Yeah.
But I really ain't been paying attention to nobody else's album, because I'm working on mine and trying to run this record label all at the same time and shit, so it's kind of wild, man.